Hello and welcome to A Toast to Horror. I'm Marie.
I'm Allison.
And I don't know if you, did you hear like the little insect clicking
that was happening? Chittering, if you will.
Chittering, yes. Chittering. Even better.
Yep. No, I didn't. That was, I'll have to be on the lookout for that next time.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
Cool. Unlike this movie that we're about to talk about today.
Oh, dear God. Okay. I want to say, because yes, I picked it. And the last two movies I picked have not been great.
No, but the last movie that you picked was like critically acclaimed.
So is this movie.
I don't think so.
Okay. First of all, guys, we are talking about the 2021? Okay, 2021 movie, All My Friends Hate Me. And because the last two movies weren't great, even though Black Phone was supposed to be good, I did research. I sat there for half an hour. I looked through Google. I looked through Netflix. I looked through Prime. And finally, I was like, you know what? I'm going straight to the source. Rotten Tomatoes has critic scores and like audience scores. This was a quote unquote like fresh tomato or fresh movie, whatever they say,
okay.
That audiences like, and it had 81% Rotten Tomato. Like that, those are good scores. So I was like, you know what? I can't go wrong with this.
Wow.
Audiences loved it. Rotten Tomatoes loved it. I'm going with it. I'm not just going to sit there while we're podcasting and think, oh fuck, I didn't pick a movie yet. I better hurry up and look for one, which is what I did the last couple times.
But I do every time.
I sat there and looked it up. This movie should have been good.
I'm sorry.
It's not. No. 30 minutes in, I was like, what the fuck is this? It's not, it's supposed to be a horror comedy. It's not a horror movie, nor is it a comedy.
I laughed at one thing and I don't think it was supposed to make me laugh.
Oh, I'll be interested to hear what that was.
I think I wrote it down.
Okay. Yeah, I really fucking tried.
This movie made me so upset.
Oh my God.
I was stewing.
I'm so sorry.
I think I paused it 5 or 6 times to see how much time was left, and every single time I was like, ugh!
But I'm being so serious. I actually looked.
I know. It's not your fault.
But it is, because I picked it. I just want you to know that I actually tried to fucking pick a good movie. So my strategy for the next movie is to have Bernard pick it for me.
Oh, I like that strategy.
And we'll see what he comes up with.
In the kindest way, I like that strategy.
Maybe if someone other than me picks it, it will be good. I'm failing.
What was the one before The Black Phone?
The Gift.
Oh, that was bad.
I'm on a real cold streak.
But I want you to know, I was excited to watch The Black Phone. I think it's just, I don't know, it didn't jive with us.
Yeah.
Like, because everybody did love it.
It was I don't know if you could consider it a slow burn, but I considered it a slow burn, and it just...
Yeah, I don't know. But this wasn't anything.
No, and like the descriptions were like disturbing, unsettling. Like these were like tags that were put with it on Rotten Tomatoes. And I was like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
And it was, the only thing that was unsettling about it was
how bad it was.
How bad it was.
Yeah, and it was 1 hour and 30 minutes. It was probably the longest 1 hour and 30 minutes of my life.
That's not true. You've had longer. Go back to the rom-com days. There's no way this was worse than Me, You, and...
Everyone We Know.
Everyone We Know. There's no way it was better or worse than the Spanish foreign film with the opera singer and Penelope Cruz. That was real bad. That was real bad.
I guess. There was just nothing to this movie. James said it was Saltburn without the sex. But it was so much worse.
It was so much worse. Oh, did he watch it?
He watched like half of it with me. And he was like on his phone for the most of the time. Mm-hmm. And he was just mostly, like, really enjoying how upset I was. Yeah. So let me tell you about this. This is going to be a very quick podcast, I think.
You never know.
All my friends hate me.
Because I made this movie.
2021. It stars people I've never heard of before. It stars Tom Storton, Dustin Demery Burns, Georgina Campbell, Joshua Maguire, Antonia Clark, and Charlie Clive. Oh, and Graham Dixon. It was directed by Andrew Gaynord and written by Tom Pollner and Tom Storton, the star.
I mean, how else are you going to get someone to star in it?
Yeah.
I didn't like this movie, but let's hope this drink is better. This drink is not very aesthetically pleasing, but we'll hope it tastes better than it looks.
All right, tell us about it.
It is called Harry's Cocktail because the main character of the movie kind of pits himself against another character he just met named Harry.
Okay.
Who's, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is gin, green chartreuse, sweet vermouth, and orange bitters.
It's going to be great.
And it kind of smells like an orange sweet tart to me. But not like good orange. It's like that bad chalky orange no one wants to eat. That's what it smells like.
It smells like medicine.
It doesn't. It
smells like Augmentin.
It kind of smells like medicine.
Cheers. Wow, that's terrible.
It's not good.
Wow, that's really bad.
The drink matches the movie.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know how to describe the flavor of this drink.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
I think it's the vermouth.
Is it?
I don't know. I think vermouth fucks everything up all the time.
See, I think I hate the orange bitters. I don't think I like orange bitters. Ooh. And I don't think I like green chartreuse.
Oh, that comes a little later. Oh, that really hits like...
Like the back of your throat? Oh, like you really can't get like rid of it.
5 seconds later, it kind of...
You know what it's gonna...
What's the,
It's like a Negroni. Like it like stays with you and it dries out your mouth.
What is... Is that like a peppermint or spearmint or what is that?
I think it's a vermouth.
Oh, God.
I think this is gonna mix really well with the milkshakes we drank earlier.
Do you know I've had 1.5 beers, a boozy shamrock shake, and now this, and this does not bode well for my evening.
Well, gear up because you gotta drink another one after this one.
I know, and we've already pussed out with, sorry if you don't like that phrase, I don't know what happened. I said that, and I was like, I shouldn't have said that, but it's happened and I'm not going to edit it out. Because the last movie, three movies ago, we didn't drink that drink and I feel like we got to do this.
The Koi Martini.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to. I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think it's that bad. Like, my stomach isn't roiling.
No, not yet. It might happen.
Well, whenever we have a horror movie to discuss, we talk about things.
You sound so resigned. It's going to be great.
We talk about villains. We talk about heroes. We talk about foolish decisions. We talk about if people deserve to survive, deserve to die. We talk about the scary moments. And we talk about what kind of a scary movie it is. Okay, let's just start it off
with a summary.
Fuck. This movie is about this guy who goes to a weekend birthday party at his house with his a fancy house with his college friends, only to find that his friends are treating him poorly and he's not having a good time, and he thinks this new guy that they brought along is pitting everybody against him.
Mm-hmm.
And that he just does it the whole weekend. Until he snaps.
So, yeah. Let's just dive into... This is supposed to be a horror comedy. So I didn't think it was going to be very intense in the horror. Excuse me. I was looking for something along the lines of... What, Tucker and Dale versus...
Yeah, yeah.
I was looking for... there was one... Oh, I forget the fucking name of it.
Was it that freaky one with Vince Vaughn and then... Wasn't that one of the ones that you liked? That was like that.
That was good. I would even consider like The Babysitter a Netflix a horror comedy.
Oh, that'd be fun to do.
It would be fun to do. I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
And there was one with Lupita Nyong'o.
It's real bad.
And she's guarding kindergartners in the zombie apocalypse. Like, they all had elements of comedy. And this doesn't have any elements of comedy. Now, it's a British movie, so the humor's real dry.
Yep.
I mean, so dry, you can't really pick up on it a lot of the time.
Yeah. I did not take a lot of notes because this is it. This.
Wow.
And then this is it.
I see nothing has
happened. I think that was 30 minutes in. Nothing has happened in big letters.
See, I took a lot of notes to try to make up for the fact that nothing was happening.
To try to keep yourself awake?
Yes. So it's supposed to be a horror comedy. It's supposed to be unsettling. It was none of these things. It was just like a story, but it hit like an everyday normal person's life where nothing happens until like the very end. And even then it's like...
I can tell you if this... was a movie about a weekend I had with friends, it would be way more exciting than this.
Yes.
Even if it's, like, just lame, we're sitting around watching TV and joking around. And naps. Because that's a lot of weekends I have with friends.
Because you guys would actually be funny.
Yeah, we're hilarious.
So, let's get into it. We're going to talk about the villain or the hero first.
I don't care. You pick.
I kind of think that there is no hero in this movie.
I had a spin on it because I thought that maybe his girlfriend Sonia is kind of a hero because it's his hero. She comes in and makes everything a little bit better for him. And then at the end, she kind of lightens things up on the drive home, although she does kind of give it to him a little bit. But she was the only character that I kind of liked a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I saw her as a hero that saved Pete.
Okay.
But that's all I got.
Because Pete kind of sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot. At first, I was on his side.
They are really shitty with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they make fun of him talking about his charity work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's what he's been doing. Like, he's been abroad for, like, a few years, it seemed like. And, like, they won't let him get a word in.
But then it's the only thing he brings up. And I was like, you gotta stop. Like, take the hint. I get you want to talk about your charity work, but they're obviously not into it, so stop bringing it up. Find something else. And I'm not saying that he was wrong to want to talk about it. I think they were being super shitty.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point where you're just bringing it up, you're making them not want to be around you more, which is going to make your time worse.
Yeah. But then it's already bad because you're just like trying to amend what you're going to say. Like editing everything that comes into your...
Yeah, you're just being super conscious or yes. Super self-conscious yeah. About what you're saying.
I don't know. I lost my words. Yeah, so, I don't know. You want to talk about the villain?
I mean, they all are the villain.
I think so, too.
Except for Sonia, and then I'm not sure about her at the end.
So... Are they just fucking with him or do they just hate him?
I think it the movie shot in such a way where you think they hate him because it seems like it's being shot from his perspective, not like camera angles or anything, but the way they're spinning the story. It's like everything, like how he feels about what's happening. So I think that they hate him.
Truly.
Yes. Okay. I mean, but then it switches when Sonya gets there.
Right.
I don't think Harry's a bad guy. He's a weirdo.
Yeah.
He's a real weird guy. But I think Pete was just super insecure about them bringing another friend into this group. Yeah. So everything, he was making him the villain in his head, therefore he was the villain in the movie.
So everybody's a villain, including Pete.
Everyone's a villain, including Pete. Like, the guy who's doing a bunch of cocaine is just an asshole.
He sucks. He is a man-child.
Yes.
And whenever he had that gun loaded, he was, like, pointing it at Pete, and he's like, don't worry, mate, it's not loaded. And then he's like, oh, fuck, it was loaded the whole time. I'm like... You could have seen that one coming.
Yeah.
He's a real idiot.
Yeah. So there was that guy, Harry, the dude and his wife. And the wife was an asshole because she made him feel bad and self-conscious about the way he was acting.
She was like, I love myself. I am who I am and I love my life.
And then she stopped him on the stairs and was like, this isn't a good start for you. Like, what the fuck was that?
It really doesn't get better.
No, the drink does not get better.
I'm trying to do your method.
Just get it down.
Yeah.
Maybe chase it with some water.
I don't want to. I feel like it's better to drool.
And then the husband, he seemed okay. But then he didn't, like, help him with breakfast the one day and took all the food for Harry, which, again, I don't think it was a big deal, but the main character saw it as a big deal.
I don't know.
And then there was Claire, who didn't bother me at all.
Claire didn't bother me at all either. But the weird thing about this, though...
Even though she didn't tell anyone, she was going to see her grandma, which was fucking weird.
That is weird. The thing about this is... We're kind of divulging that they haven't seen each other in a while.
Right.
They've been friends since college. It's been some years. They plan this birthday party for their friend, and it's everything he doesn't like. Like, nothing that he likes. So I'm like, well, they're kind of shitty friends because he's never once expressed interest in hunting, and they make him hunt.
And then,
they get... pissed at him for not having fun?
No, they don't get pissed at him for not having fun because he said he has fun and he was like gracious with them. They get pissy with him because he didn't hit anything. Like, that's not his fault.
I know. That was pretty wild.
Them ditching him when they went to the bar to get things ready for his birthday, but you just ditched him. Just say, like, hey, we got something to do. We'll come back for you. Or,
have
hey,
a lion.
Could you come to this such and such a place at this amount at this time? Don't drive off without him. Like, lock the doors and drive off without him. Not being there when he got there.
Yeah.
Like, I get he was lost, but shouldn't you just be waiting there?
Then they give him a hard time when he wants to do anything, like, go to sleep or like I don't know. So yeah, they're all the villains, I guess. I guess this is like a psychological horror movie.
Okay.
Right?
I mean if you have to classify it as the type of horror, I guess it would be a psychological horror.
I saw something about like this is making social anxiety like something scary.
Okay.
And
I could see that.
I guess, but in my head, I'm just thinking, like, just leave.
But he couldn't leave because Sonia's on her way and he didn't know where she was. So that's because I said that too. I was like, oh, just leave. And then he was like, well, Sonia. And I was like, oh, shit. If you can't get a hold of her, you can't leave.
I guess. Yeah.
All right, I'm done with it.
Oh, shit.
You gotta learn how to gulp. Take a big gulp.
I'm ready to move on.
Well, no one gets hurt. No one dies.
Yeah.
No, there's no...
There's nothing scary. Nothing scary.
That's not true. Okay. It's kind of true, but there were a couple things that were supposed to be scary. Like, we'll talk about it when we talk about scary stuff. Right now, do you want to finish this and make another drink? Because it is going to be a short podcast and we need to get two cocktails in.
Ugh. Yes. Here, why don't you tell me about something you've been really into lately and I'll finish this fucking drink.
I'm sorry about this podcast, okay? I'm going to try something different. So I've been listening to A Court of Thorns and Roses, okay? And it just struck me today, and I don't know if you need to beep things out or if I should just like talk in code so you know what I'm talking about and there's no spoilers.
Why don't you just say spoiler alert?
Spoiler alert.
For the next approximately 2 to 3 minutes.
Go 2 minutes.
Oh.
And starting, I'm going to start right now. So Tamlin has had like, what, 400 years to work out his anger issues, and he can't even like control his claws from shooting out. He stabbed himself in the fucking face.
That's amazing.
Because he got so angry, he couldn't control part of his shifting.
That's hilarious.
How do you not in 400 years or so,
yeah,
learn how to control your anger to that degree? There is something seriously wrong with him.
Yeah, I never looked at it like that. You're so right. That's hilarious. It's 400 years. Like, get a grip.
Yeah.
You would think that 100 years would be enough time to master that.
You would think.
Maybe even 20.
Yeah. I mean, do they have therapists in Prithian? Are there fairy therapists somewhere?
Clearly not in the Spring Court.
Or like, Nest never gets therapy either, so maybe there's just no therapists in Fairyland. Anyway, that really bothered me, and I never realized it before.
It's so funny because on my reread, I just skipped the first one.
No, you can't skip the first one. Like, I caught something like a reference to Amarantha before you even see Amarantha or Feyre knows about her.
Ugh.
So you can't just skip over it.
Fuck.
Moral of the story. Can't skip over it. Okay, that's been 2 minutes.
All right.
Minute and a half. All right, let's pause for another drink. Okay, one terrible gin cocktail down in 24 minutes. One more on deck. What could go wrong?
Oh, a lot.
It's true.
It's a lot could go wrong.
It's very true.
What are we on?
It's going to be fine.
Foolish decisions.
Foolish decisions. I mean, I don't really know what, like, there weren't any really. I have, like, two, maybe.
So, I thought him investigating the car whenever he was peeing was a little foolish. Like, he went up close to try to investigate what was going on. I mean, I guess the dog. But then, like, he looks in the windows and then that man pops out and, like, starts running after him. And I was like, oh, well, you shouldn't have been creeping, I guess. That car was a weird thing that never got explained.
So, the car was weird. Like you said, it never got explained. But then the guy was sleeping in there, but his radio was on. So, like, was he just running the battery? I didn't kind of understand that whole situation. And then it pops up at the house where they're staying, but he never sees the guy again. And yeah, then you never see it again. Like, you keep waiting.
No, you see it in the backyard that one time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it shows up at the house.
Yeah.
But the person who is in it never shows up. There's no follow through with, like, someone being after them. It's just, I guess it's supposed to be one of the unsettling things that happen, but it's not unsettling because nothing happens with it.
I would have liked it better if that Harry was the one living in it.
Yeah.
But he was like, you think I'm homeless?
And then they're like, would that be a problem for you? Again, they're just dicks.
Yeah, I said his friends seem terrible.
They do. And, like, they never grew up. But again, he's terrible too. It's not a foolish decision per se, but I didn't understand why Harry had to sleep in the same room.
I agree.
It's a huge fucking house. Like, yeah. It's, I don't want to call it a castle, but it's like a manor.
Yeah.
So there weren't bedrooms? There had to have been at least 14 bedrooms in that house.
Go find a couch somewhere or whatever. And even for Pete to not leave.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, for Pete to not leave and go find another place to sleep.
Mm-hmm. He could have. Yeah, it wasn't all up to Harry. Like, no, if you're not Pete comfortable.
Could. Exactly.
And wouldn't you have been uncomfortable the moment that guy comes in and you're in the bath? And then, like, tries to touch your dick?
Oh, it's really weird.
And you see his?
He's got dense pubes. Did you think so? Like, dense. And they are dark.
I was more caught up in, hey, look, there's a penis. Top of his shaft. You don't see the whole thing, but you see part of it. Do you think he was wearing, like, a sock, but just, like, halfway down? Or do you think he just, like,
I feel like he's
freewheeling.
Just, I think he's freewheeling. Freewillying.
So it's like, how does that work there? Yeah. And then he thinks that Harry's messing around with his pills. Again, just leave. Leave that area. Put your bag somewhere else.
Put your bag somewhere else. Put your pills in your bag.
Mm-hmm.
Lock it up in a closet somewhere. Put it in your car.
Because I guess, like, when you have it, like, splayed out on the sink, you really can't blame someone you don't know for not for going through it. Like, you're leaving all your personal shit out there. I wouldn't ruffle through it, but I'd, like, take a peek in there.
I'd probably lift it up and read the back.
Yeah.
Like, innocent, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But again, like, so he thinks Harry's gone through his things, but then Pete ends up being the dick because he does go through Harry's things.
Mm, like, really goes through it.
Really goes through them.
Yeah.
I called that a foolish decision, even though, like, nothing really came of it, much like the rest of this movie. I think it was a foolish decision.
One of my big ones was whenever they're walking to the bar after, like, his friends are like, see ya. Pete gets really upset with Harry and just, like, goes off the path.
I wrote that down, too.
You never go off the road, trail, path, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You stay on the road.
Yeah. You never know if you're going to get lost. What happens if it becomes a forest and you never walk it? Go get out.
And you probably don't have service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another foolish decision, don't do cocaine in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this makes it more foolish or the same amount of foolish, but especially after you haven't done it for years.
I think it was ketamine. Didn't they say it was ketamine? He was like, where's the ketty or where's the ket or something?
Oh, I have no idea.
Either way, don't do, like, and don't be peer pressured into doing this. You're 31 or whatever.
Yeah, I think 30 or, yeah, 30 or, yeah.
Like,
you're old enough to make it.
You're 31. Don't give in to peer pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. Great point. Especially from that douchebag. He's barely holding on, that guy.
Like, probably gonna die within 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Or arrested for drugs use or something.
Archie, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's who we're talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You got another one?
Yeah, throwing a vase at somebody's head.
That was a big one. That was a big one. He got pissed and then threw a vase at the back of someone's head.
They got it broke. Like, I feel like it could have been, like, bad. I don't know. Like,
I'm sure it was bad.
That was so wild.
I was waiting for it to keep going, though. I was waiting for him to go over and bludgeon the guy to death, or like you see blood splatter. I was waiting for something else. I was like, this is a horror movie.
Like Parasite ending where you get the murders.
Yes, like something has to happen.
Ugh.
Nope. Not even the police were called.
No.
That we know of.
Nope.
It's wild that nothing wild happened.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I got. You have anything else?
I had shooting a gun out a car window.
Yeah.
I mean, at random.
And you're also high.
On ketamine or cocaine, we're not sure.
And drunk.
And drunk.
I also didn't think it would be very fun to be a passenger while somebody was high, drunk, under the influence, and shooting a shotgun out.
I thought the whole, like, I know they are there for the weekend, but I also thought the party at the diner where they hired out, so there was 4 of them at the diner, that also did not seem like fun to me.
No.
None of this seemed like fun.
No.
Staying at, like, a fancy house, I could see that being fun. Not with these people.
There's so much opportunity. Like, that house could have been haunted. There could have been, like, a murderous gardener who tends to it that really, I don't
The guy sleeping in the car.
Yeah.
Like, have him pick them off one by one. Make it a social commentary about the privileged versus, and then, like, you got this guy who's like, I worked with refugees, whatever. Tons of different directions you could go besides the direction of nothing.
There's one twist that he outs himself with.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's move on to scariest parts.
Nothing scared me. Okay. Except how bad it was.
Okay. What was supposed to be scary, though? There were a couple things that were supposed to be scary. You had his, like, nightmare where Claire was hanging.
Okay.
That was supposed to be scary. I think coming across, like, a garroted goose or duck.
Well, I think it was supposed to make Harry look like a killer because he was messing around with that goose at the house.
Oh, I didn't connect that.
Because don't you remember he, like, pokes the goose's head in the room and then he's, like, hanging around with it and then he puts the goose's beak in his mouth and does, like, some kind of, like, phallic thing with it.
Oh, that's right.
And it made me so uncomfortable that he put that goose's beak in his mouth.
That's just a recipe for salmonella right there.
Yeah. Plus, they have teeth.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, their, like, beaks are serrated.
Okay.
It hurts.
I have no doubt.
I've gotten bit by a duck before. They're very scary. It was in my younger years.
Was it scarier than this movie?
Yeah. Because they fucking follow you.
I know. I learned that. One time I took a loaf of bread around a bunch of ducks. I was running for my life.
It wasn't a duck that bit me. It was definitely a goose. Back in the early days of where we lived by that park, There was one friend on my bus stop. I think I was like 9 or 10. And they had that big, like, almost Victorian-looking house, like, by the underpass. And they had all those, like, geese and stuff. Well, I would want to play, like, we would always, like, run by the creek and try to catch them. And some of, like, the ducks were fine, but then the geese were really mean. And so it bit me.
First and last time you did that, huh?
Yeah. No, actually, I was running around in the North Shore and I touched a goose's butt because it was right next to me.
Did it bite you?
No. Okay. It squawked at me, though. Children will be children.
I know. You'd probably do it to this day, though.
So this was like 2 months ago. James was like, Allison, what? Why? Leave it alone. Stop that. Like, no, never.
I think that Harry sleeping was supposed to be scary because his eyes were open. Weird. I thought it was funny. Not too scary. You hear the dog whining in his dream. I think that was supposed to be scary.
I guess Archie coming up behind him with the shotgun and the mask was supposed to be scary.
Harry chasing him with an axe down the hill.
Oh, yeah, that was so stupid.
Right, there was like a bunch of things that were supposed to be scary, but they didn't lead to anything. So it wasn't scary, it was just a bunch of idiots.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, nothing's... I don't know. I think maybe it would be scarier if they would have taken it one step further. You know, like, Harry's chasing him with an axe. Harry trips and falls and accidentally hatchets his, like, Pete's calf or something.
Mm.
And you don't know, ooh, is that an accident? Ooh, was that on purpose? Like, Archie says the gun's not loaded and then he accidentally shoots it near Pete's head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you take it further.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm stuck on your, what you said about social anxiety. Like, they're trying to make, like, social anxiety, like, a thing. And right. It is a thing.
I forgot what I said.
Like, I find social anxiety terrifying.
I find it more of a nuisance.
Hmm.
I don't think I find it scary because I'm on antidepressants.
Gotcha.
But I get more annoyed when I'm in a situation that I don't want to be in, but I have to be polite.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Is that social anxiety?
Well, because I'm constantly thinking of, like, I have to be nice. Ugh, I have to keep conversation going. Like, I don't want them to think I'm a bitch for, like, not talking. Like, it spirals.
Yeah.
Do you agree or do you disagree? You're looking at me like I'm full of shit.
I experience a way different type of social anxiety than you do.
Go on.
I do the, I just said this to someone. Should I said this to someone?
Oh, yeah.
What if they don't like me anymore? I shouldn't have said that. I can't talk to them for a while because they're going to be sick of me. I'm just going to go stand like in the back here. Hope that no one sees me. Hope that no one talks to me. I was way too much today. I'm not going to say anything to anyone for like 3 days. And then maybe they'll forget that I was too much. Like,
yeah.
This is the constant reel in my head.
You're so right. Because I know that there's so many times that I feel like both of us text each other and we're like, is I too much today? Yeah.
Yeah. And we're doing that to each other and we're sisters.
Like, I thought you were mad at me. What was it, yesterday? Or yeah. Because I didn't read my allotted 5 chapters of the book we're reading together.
Yep. No. So just imagine every time I go somewhere around people I'm not related to, it's just that much like amplified in my head.
Yeah.
So I think like Pete's feeling that in this movie for sure, but it doesn't come across as much. Because you're wondering in your head, are his friends just really assholes or is there something more going on?
I feel like I feel like his friends just suck. Like, I feel like he should just ditch them.
Yeah. And he said at some point, like, I feel like I grew up and they didn't or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's true. Just you got to make do with the weekend and then just let it go. And I don't think he was willing to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost done.
Almost done. My stomach.
Might be seeing it again later.
Hope not. Hope not.
How did you feel about the boob?
I thought you see two.
I thought there was only one.
It was fine.
Did it scare you?
No.
Just making sure.
I'm trying to think of the last time a boob scared me. I think it was Barbarian.
I was gonna say the Terrifier. What came first?
The boob and Terrifier. Why? Oh.
You know what? Yeah. I wasn't even sure there was a boob in Terrifier, but.
Oh, there were a lot of boobs in Terrifier. There was like a couple pairs, and one pair was not on the body, but being worn as a top. So I think that was what was very scary. The other set of boobs was being tree sawed apart. Mm-hmm. What's the saw that's like a protractor looking thing?
All I can think of is hacksaw, but I'm not quite sure that's what it is.
So those boobs were being sawed apart.
Gotcha.
So not great. Scary boobs.
Okay, there you go.
I think boobs are scary when they're not attached to a body. I don't know about you.
Fair.
Are you sure you don't want to suggest that movie next?
I'm pretty sure.
I think I... Yeah. Okay. Let me know if you change your mind.
I will let you know what Bernard chooses for next time.
You just have those things, like... You don't want to think about it, but I probably think about Terrifier like once every 3 days.
In a bad way?
And like, that was really weird.
Okay.
But then we were at that Oddities Expo and I saw like Art the Clown art. And I was like, oh, that's a cool print. And then in my head I was like, stop it. Don't think that's cool. It's weird. So...
Let's talk about the big twist in the movie, because I was unsure. So, at the end of the movie, throughout the movie, Harry was taking notes about Pete and his character, what have you.
I thought that was really funny, by the way, and I wasn't supposed to think it was funny, but every time that guy brought out that little notepad, I was kind of chuckling a little bit.
Because you know you would want to see what was in that notebook if you were Pete. But you would also be like, if you were Harry and he noticed it bothered him, you'd always be writing in it because, like, fuck that guy.
I wish it was just little doodles. Like a little smiley face.
Yeah.
A little heart.
So you see Harry writing in this notebook and you're like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Why is he fucking with Pete? What kind of notes is he taking? Blah, blah, blah. Is he going to try to break him and Sonia up? Whatever. So Harry ends up, like, hiring someone to be, like, pretend Pete, like, and answer questions and shit. And that's why he was taking notes about Pete to, like, feed to this actor who would then pretend to be Pete, which is kind of a funny idea.
It's very funny.
Yes. And Pete doesn't take too kindly to it because he's a pretentious asshole at this mm-hmm. point. So Pete finally figures out where he knows Harry from. And goes on this long rant about how when he was a teenager, he would call up this girl with a intellectual disability who was afraid of dogs, and him and his friend would bark at her, and then one day she killed herself. And, like, they didn't get charged or anything because technically they were just being assholes. Like, they weren't doing anything wrong. And he thinks Harry is this girl's brother. Because Harry, like, had all these clues. He barked at him. He had a plastic bag over her head, which is how this girl killed herself. The picture on the phone of this girl. And it turns out that's not Harry at all. Harry's just a weird guy from university that they all knew.
So he just bared his soul in this terrible story that he's been keeping to himself. And everybody's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Huge twist.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing comes of it.
Nope. He still gets engaged.
Yeah. Sonia, at the end of the movie, like, you think that they're not going to be engaged. And she says they're not going to be engaged, but then she's like, I'm just fucking with you, or something to that effect.
Yeah.
I still totally want to marry you.
You can't take a fucking joke.
Yeah, last line of the movie. You know your problem. You can't take a joke. What? That was it.
But what was shitty was all of his friends could dish it, but they couldn't take it. Like, whenever he turned it around on them, they got upset. Like, the guy's wife, Gloria, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
He called her out on something and she got pissed.
Like, how he didn't like Archie's idea about a business where people are paying for trips.
Yeah.
And he was offended.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really... And then, but then I ended up not liking Sonia because Sonia was like, of course I'm going to marry you. Even though you were just like this real weird person.
Yeah.
So.
No.
It was just bad. Do not recommend.
I laughed whenever he was talking about Harry and his notebook to somebody. I can't even remember who. And maybe it was Archie or something. He was like, have you seen him with his notebook? And Pete or Archie goes, I've seen it and I'm worried about it. And I don't know why. That was just really funny to me. But I don't think it was supposed to be funny.
But do you think Archie knew what was happening?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so he was just fucking with them.
In it.
Gotcha. I mean, I don't know how much therapy... I mean, they all need therapy just because they all suck.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about Sonia because she's still going to marry this guy who's a real weirdo.
Yeah.
And he thought he was keeping something... He thought he was keeping his sleeping with Claire secret from her when in reality he had shared that with her. But then he was keeping the secret about this major event that happened when he was a teenager.
There was weird shit that happened to, like, the whole Skippy thing. And then they were like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you know, Skippy. I used to be Skippy. And they were like, we don't know what you're talking about. Nothing ever really came about.
The herbal comms and how, like, they were all worried about his anxiety or something. And nothing came out of it. I mean, he threw a vase at somebody, but nothing really came out of it.
I hate this movie.
Nothing came up.
It was so boring. Obviously, we would have survived it. We would have never been in the situation in the first place because we have cool friends.
Absolutely. And plus, everyone did survive in this movie, so there really wasn't a threat to life.
Yeah, except for that duck.
Poor duck.
And like a lot of pheasants.
Or whatever. Quails.
Quails.
I think they were quails.
Like dozens.
I hope they ate them or someone took them home to eat.
Yeah, that's such a waste if they didn't.
I don't know. I don't know how that shit works. Because if it was like buckshot, wouldn't they be riddled with...
Oh, yeah.
So it could have just been for fun. I don't know.
Gross.
What about Norman? How do you feel about Norman?
Thought he was fine.
Okay.
I thought he got a bad rap from Pete. Pete was making fun of him. And I thought Norman was kind of funny, like, fucking with him a little bit.
Oh, you thought he was fucking with him and didn't take anything to heart?
Yeah.
Okay. What are we gonna watch now? Oh, wait. Martini glasses.
I'm giving this movie 0 martini glasses.
I'm actually gonna give this movie 0 martini glasses as well. It was fucking awful. I hated it to the very depths of my being.
It was so bad. I would rather watch Belle Epoque.
That was it! Great job! Did it just come to you?
No.
Okay.
I knew it before. I just didn't want to interrupt you.
Thanks. What about this drink? How many martini glasses are you giving this drink?
I'll give it 1 because it's not the worst drink we've ever had.
It's not, but I feel...
It's the bottom 3. It's the 3rd worst drink we've ever had.
I disagree with that, too. I think it's the 5th, maybe. But here's my thing. Like, it's a very alcohol-heavy drink. We had a couple, but this movie sucks so bad we couldn't even enjoy, like, getting tipsy off of it.
Nope.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, it sucks.
Just a bummer.
Can you name the other ones that were worse than this one?
I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just trying to remember.
Koi Martini.
Obvi. Bicicletta.
Yeah, the Bicicletta. There was a Mezcal one, Naked and Famous.
I didn't hate that as much. I would drink that over
really?
This.
Really? Mm-hmm. Shocking. I hated it a lot worse than this one.
Oh, that surprises me, to be honest.
I can't remember the other one off the top of my head.
The Child's Play one was pretty gross, but I would rather drink that than this.
Yeah, that's just a beer. That's just bloating and...
It was pretty sickeningly sweet.
Nah, didn't bother me.
All right.
What's our next movie?
We're gonna do The Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, God. That movie terrifies me.
Good. I think it's a really good fucking movie, and I've been reminiscing about it a lot, and I've been like... Because we just watched Train to Busan, which was an incredible movie, but tough. And I was trying to defend that Nightmare... Nope. I was going to say Nightmare on Elm Street. I was trying to defend that Night of the Living Dead is still the best zombie movie. But everybody was kind of saying, no, Train to Busan is the best zombie movie. So I still think that this is, and I want to see if I'm right, in my mind.
Okay. I'm going to try not to cry about it.
Really? You think it's that scary?
Yeah.
When's the last time you've seen it?
Probably, how old am I now?
You are 43.
Okay.
Are you 43?
I'm 43. Maybe like in its entirety, maybe when we were at Rebecca. So anywhere from 25 years ago to like 18 years ago.
I think you'll do better with it now.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of the last time I've watched it. Maybe we can both go to Evans City and visit the graves.
Can we bring our podcast cocktail there? And like...
It's not disrespectful. I feel like it's disrespectful because of an actual cemetery.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, so we went there, and it's, like, an actual cemetery, like, with a church, you know, with, like, a church on site, and, like, I went there as a tourist, which is pretty trashy of me, to, like, see the, like, the film site.
Is the house around there? Maybe we can look and see where the house is.
Okay. There's, like, a very kitschy little Night of the Living Dead museum right there.
Okay. Because that has to be close to me.
Oh, it's super close. I want to say it's probably 30 minutes away from here.
Oh, that's too far. I'd like to say I'm joking, but in my heart...
Oh, I know you're not. I know you're not joking. I can see it on your face. But I want to take it back to, like, old, old movies. Because my last two movies I picked were... newish,
but still old.
It was 2009 and 2014. So I want to take it back to like old.
Okay.
This is like 1960 something.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the hero is like super hot.
I don't know.
You can't remember?
I mean, I general, but not specifics.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Please check out our Instagram at Toasty Horror.
Oh, we... Are we going to break an hour? No.
OASTYHORROR. Got a lot of drinks up there. Got a lot of restaurants up there. Movies. Just a whole bunch of shit.
Check it out.
Check it out. Recipes, links, what have ya. Website is www.toast2romcoms.com. Because we did rom-coms when we started, and we'd have to remake the entire website if we changed the name, and that's not happening. But we do have a rom-com section. We do have a horror section. If you want, like, a girls' night, a couples' night, a you night, look for it, because we have paired up some movies and cocktails that are quite excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't think I have anything. My apologies for the terrible movie, the terrible drink, and the terrible podcast.
Yeah, it's okay.
And if you want me to slide it in blood later, I will. It would be scarier than this movie because I'd be crying.
You can't even get a flu shot.
I can't even get a fucking flu shot.
No, it's okay. Maybe you can write it in cranberry juice. It looks like blood. Listen, I'm pumped for some George Romero. One Pittsburgh native.
A very...
great glasses.
Rare example of a movie that hasn't been remade or had a prequel to that from a long time ago.
It hasn't been remade?
Not Night.
Huh. That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, you can prove me wrong with it if you find it, but...
yeah, because I know Dawn of the Living Dead that's so weird.
It's remained untouched. And I gotta say, this is the last thing I'll say before we close out, but... when you know you remake Roadhouse, you don't remake Night of the Living Dead, you got a true classic in Night of the Living Dead. When even Roadhouse isn't sacred anymore, what the fuck?
That's a sin. That is a sin. This movie's gonna be so bad. I saw the preview. Fucking boats! Boats!
Patrick Swayze, I'd like to apologize for modern society. He's
rolling in his grave.
I know. He didn't deserve this. No. He doesn't deserve this.
No. He is a goddamn American hero.
Do you... That's a lot. Maybe those drinks are hitting a little bit.
Treasure.
There you go.
Thank you.
Patrick Swayze and Betty White. Just let them go.
Treasures.
Don't remake anything those two have touched.
Agreed. Is there anybody else? Don't remake anything. Who's dead that we've like... oh, boy. Captain Holt.
Okay, we gotta go. We gotta fucking go. On that note, people, please watch up.
Drink up.
Not this drink. No. And cheers.
Captain Holt.
What's the matter with you?